I To the very beginning of when we had our first child, and how God has been faithful through all the years. We've never begged for bread. We've always had a roof over our heads. And at the beginning, when we first had our children, we decided that our priority would be that I would be home with them. And we never, ever had to have daycare, ever. Which was amazing, like God worked it always out. You know, I would work certain hours and Graham would be home those hours when I was at work, and it always worked. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with people having kids, and I don't want to put a judgment on that at all, but when you put that before God, He is faithful to provide in a way, and it's just amazing when I think back, that the faithfulness of God through it all.
He's there. He's there.
Waiting for you in His place, dancing. really interesting that we're actually on two songs, are really praise songs, because this morning when I woke, one of the songs that was totally in me was My Lips Will Praise You, like we used to sing that at Orchard Park, and I went for a walk in the morning, and it's so like misty and foggy out here, but I just felt I needed to sing, and yeah, I feel that that's a real theme today. So Lord God, I just want to just again praise you, and I love you, and I love the words of the song of that you're lovely, and that you want to make yourself known to us, but thank you that we can praise you today.
One thing that's kind of cool, just how God works in bringing us back, is even if I'm having a really rough day with Ellie and she's crying and she can't get her to stop, one thing that does actually get her to stop is putting on worship music. And so even in that, like, I put it on and she calms down, and I've been walking around the house with her. It's just cool how, like, then I get into that worship mode, and, like, it just brings me back to, oh, God, even in this, I can praise you. And it's just kind of that reminder, I think, that he made Ellie that way, that putting on that worship will not only help her, but it actually helps me as well. So it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. All the universe, there is no one above the earth. Worthy, there is none more worthy. I try to find the words, there's so much more you're worthy of. There's so much more you're worthy
Anybody have an interpretation, vision, word of scripture, anything? We believe that God speaks, like I said earlier, in many different ways. He speaks through his body, by his Holy Spirit. So we believe that he wants to speak to us and just share with us his heart. So we welcome those things that through the gifts of the body that he gives. And so this is one way of doing it. Is if you hear a word or you see a picture or a vision or a scripture passage, we welcome you to share it.
I saw like a wall, and there was the word treasure again, which he gave me last time. I don't know how it's going, but it was just like asking him what that means. And it's like he's saying, you know, break down the walls and find the treasure.
I also saw a wall, and then the wall started to crack, and it turned out it wasn't a wall, it was a dam actually, and the water started.
God saying, open your heart, I have so much good for you. I heard God saying, open your ears, open your eyes.
Passage where I actually quote at the beginning of the service, the Lord welcomes his found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let them return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them, and to our God, who will be abundantly pardoned. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but water to the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, and it may be seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I have promised. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you and sing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut.
It's interesting because after I finished, I just was so overwhelmed with kind of what you just read at the end there about just that thankfulness. It's like that thankfulness of what God has done, but already being thankful for what God's going to do, and just that rejoicing and weeping with rejoicing.
I've been thinking all morning just of thankful and in the Lord's way and how he moves that I'm a part of his grace. Right? And his family. And yeah. Love you people.
Sure, but now in the scripture is kind of, I think it's in the secular something. But it was just that I'm kind of pleased and your praise as well.
Closer than you know.
Tempered the storm, now your faith was born. I prayed while you slept, and the night waves wore. We stood by the fire, and we walked on the sea. We drank of the was made of me. So won't turn your eyes from me, from a God who made of them. Your face from me.
Thank you.
hear the Lord wooing us, but I would come ready for me personally in this song. It's such an intimate desire to be with us. It's hard to, for me, it's hard to put words to it.
You're such an amazing feeling. When I walked down the aisle, it says, hey, Josh, on your wedding day? How amazing that was. But that weird thing that now as a church, we're coming to Jesus, just that, that love that's there is so powerful. And so it's amazing that he's standing there waiting for us. And he's more in love with us than we are with him.
There is nothing like.
Thank you.
'cause I love you forever. I'll